Shelley Fraser-Mickle thinks that any month is a good month to laugh.
This is National Humor Month, and it seems to me one of the nicest gifts you can give a child is the gift of laughter. I don't mean tell your child jokes from the minute he comes into the world, but rather to help him find things to laugh at and then hope it becomes a habit like brushing his teeth. Actually, we do a pretty bang-up job with teaching a kid to laugh, at least at the outset. There probably isn't a person on earth who hasn't at one time or another played a game of peekaboo with a baby. Think about it, and what must run through a baby's mind the first time this game is played. The baby is propped up somewhere watching a full-grown human put his hands over his eyes or stick his head behind a pole and then come popping out yelling, "Peek-a-boo!" Actually, I think it's a good first message to impart to a child, for clearly, we're telling kids there are a lot of crazy things here, and one of them is us. So go ahead, enjoy it all. In other words, as Charlie Brown said, here's my world and welcome to it. In fact, the word humor comes from the Greek word meaning quirk. Supposedly, an actor walked on the stage in a Greek tragedy with a quirk, something like a neck spasm, and everybody in the audience laughed. Then, pretty soon, a play was written in which the hero survived, and the Greek people thought that was hysterical. And from then on, comedies were performed in which there were a lot of things like neck spasms and surviving heroes, and they all ended with a wedding, which I guess symbolized that a lot of funny things, including mankind, would continue to go on. The problem is, sometimes the vision necessary for humor becomes dim or lost. We forget that the one thing we humans do better than anybody, other than the hyena, is laugh. Or we get careless and the vision of humor is used in a mean way. Mark Twain said that humor must not professedly teach, and it must not professedly preach, but it must do both if it would live forever. Then he added, by forever he meant 30 years, since anything with preaching in it is not likely to outlive so long a term as that. Personally, I think the sound of laughter floating in the air lasts pretty long, because if you've ever watched a few kids get tickled, well, almost always, isn't their laughter contagious?
You can read and laugh with more of Shelley Fraser-Mickle's public radio commentaries in her book, The Kids Are Gone, The Dog's Depressed, and Mom's on the Loose.